there were recently three scarred and wounded pit bulls that were found in Southwest Lansing, and that story has taken on a life of its own, not so much because there's dog fighting, but we want to know how those three dogs are doing. Jamie McAloon-Lampman is the director of the Ingham County Animal Control and Shelter, and Jamie's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Jamie, how are you?
Good morning. Good, good, very good.
Now, I know that you're excited about Nebraska being admitted into the Big Ten because now you're going to get to see your alma mater play the Spartans.
Yeah, well, it's, that will be interesting.
All
so
right.
That's good.
We won't hold that against you, all right?
Yeah.
Well, now, tell us about the three dogs. How are they doing? You know, give us a little background. Have you named them? How they're doing? Where are they now?
Well, one of the dogs did have to be put down because the dog was not a safe dog to rehome. It was aggressive, one of the dogs. But the first dog we found, the dog that we called Wexford that was found at the elementary school, he's doing great. He's actually at the Capillary Humane Society. They have special staff members that have been trained specifically in assessing fighting dogs and dogs and pit bulls. So he's over there now. He's doing great. They said this dog doesn't have a mean bone in his body. Simply, he was a bait dog, and he's doing great. He's affectionate. He's loving, gets along with dogs, cats, people, doing great. So they have him over there. The second dog that we took in, we still have at the shelter. We're hoping that they'll be able to take him as well. And so those two look very promising, but we've gotten more in, which is surprising. Just yesterday, we received a dog that was found over in the Rio Road area, which isn't too far from the Pleasant Grove area where we found the others, actually had been shot, and the bullet had entered through the shoulder blade and exited underneath the armpit of the dog, and the dog was still walking around in the neighborhood.
And that dog was fighting, you think?
No, we don't know what's going on with it. It was a pit bull. We call him Silver Bullet because it was a silver gray dog. He's at the veterinarian's right now, being cared for. Very nice dog, but just wandering around the neighborhood. And we also took another dog in from the Frandor area with very similar fighting wounds to the other dogs. Swollen front legs, all chewed up in the front. So that dog's being treated as well.
And as you were telling me, dog fighting is pretty prevalent here in the mid-Michigan area in Lansing, and you had even mentioned to me that there are some who are in jail who were convicted on this.
Yes, we've had multiple convictions for dog fighting in the Lansing area. Our Ingham County prosecutor is really a zero tolerance for dog fighting, and so that's great for us because our cases get a lot of attention, and they're very effective with getting them put in jail. I mean, we've got a guy right now over in the county jail that was convicted earlier this spring, and we have another one that was just released from prison that served a little over 2 years for dog fighting in the Lansing area, actually from Pleasant Grove, as a matter of fact. But,
what?
You know, with dog fighting, the image identity exchange between the dog and the owners is unlike any other breed. You know, you've got a big bad dog, you're a big bad dude, that sort of thing. So, I mean, you don't see that with any other breed other than with pit bulls.
Tell me about dog fighting. I have very little knowledge about it. You know, where from what you know, where were they doing this in Lansing, and tell us how it works.
Well, with dog fighting, I mean, a person who is living in an area of dog fighting needs to look for a lot of traffic in and out of the house. A lot of people coming and going, a lot of dogs coming and going. Never the same dogs in the backyard for maybe a week, or the dog disappears for a couple days and comes back. They'll see multiple dogs, large tow chains attached to the dogs. They'll see a lot of activity, loud music at odd hours of the night. Could be in the garage, could be in the cellar. A lot of them are fought in the basements of these houses. Also, they'll block out the windows, that sort of thing. A lot of cars coming and going. Some of the dog fighters caught on to us. They don't transport them in crates. They actually put them in the trunk of their car. So they're getting creative, but people are still watching out for them. But dog fighting will take place in alleyways. It'll take place in abandoned garages, abandoned buildings with a lot of foreclosures. They're actually using some of the houses that are foreclosed on, breaking in and doing, you know, random dog fights. And these are mostly what you call your hobbyist or your street game fighters. just a bunch of teenage kids with nothing to do on an evening, and they meet in the parks. A lot of them are actually showing up in the parks, making the connection, and then going somewhere to fight them. And if they get interrupted by police or witnesses that you know, yell at them or whatever, they sometimes will abandon the dog right there, or you know, take it somewhere and abandon it, which is what's happening with some of these dogs, I think.
What is a bait dog?
A bait dog is actually a dog that they'll use to actually hone the skills of their dogs. Your upper level fighters actually put their own dogs through a training process. But before that, they actually, you know, they have a litter of puppies, and they'll kind of cull out anything that doesn't appear to fight, and they may use those dogs that are non-fighters, non-aggressive, as the bait dogs. They want a dog that has a real, that is driven, driven to fight, driven to attack small prey, at no matter what kind of injuries it's sustaining, it just keeps on going. That's what they're looking for, and they'll use a bait dog. Sometimes they'll even duct tape the mouth of a bait dog so it doesn't damage their dog. But they let their dog use it to enhance his own fighting skills.
Yeah, I'm a little paranoid of pit bulls and similar type dogs. As a matter of fact, I won't let my kids around them. I've had some bad experiences. One in my backyard when a relative brought one over, and there were a few little dogs in the backyard. And this dog was very aggressive and almost took the head off of one of them. The reading I have done is a lot of these dogs have it in their genes that they were warriors, that they were protectors, and that, you know, I'm just paranoid around kids and those dogs.
Well, but, you know, that same thing could be said about German Shepherds, Dobermans, Akitas. I mean, there's a number of breeds that have that same kind of history. But any animal that's raised properly, when properly bred, they don't have that inherent characteristic. And so that's our problem, is we have a lot of stupid people, you know, breeding bad characteristics into dogs.
All right. Now, I know that you have a way that people have any information, not only about these dogs that you have taken in, but about dog fighting. You have resources for them to use, phone numbers, websites.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and give that information.
They can actually call a tip line and give us anonymous information, or they can give us their name if they want. But it's 517-676-8376, and they can leave the information on that line. Or they can just put Ingham County Animal Control on Google us, and it'll bring up our website, and they can send us an email as well, whichever way they prefer. But we've been getting some good tips from the reward that we've got out there.
Now, I don't know what you know about this story, but the Michigan Humane Society's been under fire. Apparently, some shelters have been sending dogs down to Detroit thinking that those animals were going to be given good homes, and they were put down. And the Humane Society has been under scrutiny about that. And as a matter of fact, they're losing donations because of this. Do you know anything about this story?
Well, you know, it's really the story of no-kill versus it's open admission shelters versus no-kill proponents. And when I say open admission shelters, it's a shelter that will accept animals regardless of if they're full or not. And then that's pretty much, Ingham County is the same way. We don't turn away anybody. A lot of the no-kill agencies, they turn away people. They have limited admission, which means when we're full, we don't take any more in. And some argue, well, doesn't that just delegate the other shelters to have to kill what they didn't take in? I mean, it's a big controversy. Still don't know what the answer is, but it's a good dialogue to have in communities about, we need to have no kill in sight. I mean, we shouldn't accept killing animals as our method of controlling overpopulation. But realistically, where are all these animals going to go? I know that our shelter is at peak capacity. We have people bringing in dozens of animals every day, and we're full. So what do we do? Do we tell them, no, we can't take them? Or do we have to euthanize some animals to take those in? It's such a controversy that it's really polarizing the two factions, and we really need to be coming together. The debate really needs to, we need to sit down and talk about what we can do better. I mean, we talk about euthanizing animals. Well, you know, the word euthanasia is rooted in the Greek word for beautiful death. Well, there's no beautiful death when you're killing a healthy, viable, beautiful animal. But what do you do when you have nowhere to put that animal, and you're instructed to take everything in?
All right, Jamie, as we let you go, for people who have interest in being a foster home for a dog, what do they do?
Oh, they need to call 517-676-8376. 8372, and we really need fosters right now. We have lots of dogs and kittens and puppies and everything, so we could use them.
Jamie McAloon-Lampman is the director for the Ingham County Animal Control and Shelter. Jamie, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.